Randy Richard Bill, the Senate Majority Leader, will be here as well this morning. He is taking up the fight on behalf of U of M's graduate research assistants against the effort to unionize them with a bill in the Senate. Why isn't he doing the same on behalf of home daycare providers? Well, we'll ask him about that, too.
Back to the Frank Beckman Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
We have been covering at the University of Michigan that graduate employee organization effort to unionize the research assistants at the school, students who work under professors on PhD programs there. The effort was, it's being pushed by labor unions. The American Federation of Teachers behind the scenes is the force here. And what they want to do is they want to skim the some of the money for themselves as union dues. It would get the unions anywhere between, about $600,000 and $1 million a year from these kids, these students, who make from $17,000 to about $25,000 as research assistants. The effort to unionize was pushed by these unions that support candidates for the Board of Regents through the Democratic Party, and they have a majority on the board of the board, a majority on that Board of Regents, and they're the ones who pushed it despite the opposition of the school president, Mary Sue Coleman, and all the deans of the school. Well, now there's a move in the state legislature to head this off at the pass. Legislation that was introduced by the Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville that says flat out, this is Senate Bill number 971, an individual serving as a graduate student research assistant or in an equivalent position, and any individual whose position does not have sufficient indicia of an employment relationship, is not a public employee entitled to representation or collective bargaining rights under this act. So Randy Richardville is trying to bar the unionization of these kids. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good, good. Tell me about the bill and why you introduced it, where it's headed from here.
Well, it's one of those situations where we've got a long-standing interpretation. You know, MERC, the Michigan Employment Commission, has always interpreted the employment status of a research assistant, and these are only research assistants, as not by their nature employees, but actually they shouldn't be treated as employees under the law, and they never have been. I think it was pretty much commonly understood that these folks are more like trainees. They're working hand-in-hand as assistants, but they're actually students here, too. They're not closely supervised or controlled, and the value that they confer on the university is it's really indirect. So they're not employees. It's just that simple. And, you know, there are unions out there. You know that I'm not an anti-union Republican, but there are unions out there that are doing a good job for their members. And this is a group here, though, that its membership doesn't seem to be supporting them financially the way they would like to be, so they're trying to reinterpret the long-standing rules that have always been the case.
Well, with union membership down in the private sector, there is a move more and more to go into the public sector and try to unionize, and that's where a lot of these organizations are making hay right now. This is another example of that, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, what we're doing here is we're taking taxpayer dollars, and we give them to the university, in some places public employees, other places, and then they use taxpayer dollars to negotiate for more taxpayer dollars, and at the same time, oftentimes use the money for political purposes in ways that the members themselves don't support. So we're trying to take a look at this in a more reasonable way, because a lot of cases there have been abuses, and we just don't think that abuse should continue.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you sought legal advice on the legality of this legislation, telling a specific group that they're not eligible to become union members like this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We always have a pretty good influence from different attorneys. We've got on-staff attorneys that look at the legislation, and this is totally legal. And again, this is—it's always been interpreted this way. It's just that now somebody's saying, "Hey, let's reinterpret this. Let's change what's been a long-standing tradition, a long-standing precedence, and we'll just kind of change the law. All we're doing really here is codifying what already exists. You know, what else is interesting about that, Frank, at least it's interesting to me, is that there's an open letter that's been circulated to the Board of Regents of the University of Michigan, and they are faculty and graduate students at the University of Michigan that signed a petition that strongly disagrees with their decision to try to recognize graduate student research assistants as public employees. Believe it or not, within the University of Michigan already, these are already faculty and graduate students, 786 signatures the last time I looked, saying, don't do this to us. The Board of Regents, and they've got some pretty remarkable people on the Board of Regents, and I know my friends Andrew Richter and Andy Fisher Newman, and how dedicated they are and how hard they work at the university. But the rest of the board, I think, is misguided in this case. And when that many people that work for the University of Michigan are saying, hey, you're doing the wrong thing here, I think they should step back and take a listen.
Hey, why aren't we doing something similar now for the home health care and home daycare providers that have been forced into unions? And also, really, it's tough to make a case that they're anybody's employee. We've had legislation that has been advanced to the House to try to end that effort to call them employees and to have money that the government pays for the care of their charges skimmed off to the SEIU in one case, UAW and AFSCME in another. Are we going to see action to try to stop that as well down the road?
Yeah, that debate's coming over to the Senate, and we've talked about it, just as a caucus, and there are some concerns about the legislation the way it's written, but we're looking at that as well. Again, you know, it's not an anti-union kind of thing, but it's more let's make sure that those people that are represented by unions are fairly treated by those that are running the place, and that is not always the case.
Well, these people, I mean, they don't have union meetings. They've never met a union rep, and all they know is that their money is being skimmed out of their checks, and they're not seeing it. And since June of last year, when the bill arrived in the Senate, $4 million more has gone to the SEIU through this. So there's a lot of money at stake here.
Yes, there is, and I'm glad you bring it up. The other thing is, you know, last year during the budget process, actually there were state taxpayer dollars that went in to fund those activities. And what we did as a legislature last year was say, no. If you want to unionize, that's up to you, but we're going to pull the money out. Now they're bringing other information to us that we have to analyze about what's actually happening out on the street. So you can bet, Frank, that we'll be looking at it this spring.
All right, I've got to hustle here very quickly. Right to work, passed in Indiana now. Is that going to change the discussion in the Michigan legislature on this?
I don't think at this time. I mean, I've always said that we'll have hearings and we'll talk about it, but I don't believe that there's a political will to move that along right now, at least not in its grandest form.
All right.
But I do think you'll see some of it.
And you're a Romney guy. You're introducing Ann Romney tonight out in Jackson. The Free Press had a piece yesterday that said the people who support Romney and Santorum in the primary here are the fringe. That's it. You're the fringe. What do you have to say about that for yourself? You're a fringe candidate supporter here.
That's ridiculous. Those when you add up the number of people that are voting for those two in the Republican primary, it's about 80% of those that are going to vote, I think. So it doesn't have anything to do with the fringe. These are solid conservatives. Love both of them, but I think Mitt by far is much readier, if you will, to take on a leadership post. He's got the experience of running not only companies but a state. He's got obviously a great business mind. But the reason I think that some of those people on the other side are attacking Santorum and most especially Mitt Romney is because Mitt Romney has by far the greatest chance to win in November. So, of course, they're going to take shots at him. They're going to take shots at the ones that they're the most afraid of, and Romney is the guy that seems to be getting most of that fire.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
Randy Richardville, the Senate Majority Leader, here on the Frank Beckman Show.